Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
7:21 and in Ukraine, 3:21 in the afternoon, where Joseph Lindsley is. And Joseph, all the news yesterday seemed almost too good to be true. Ukraine taking back territory from Russia all the way to the northeastern border in some areas. And one former member of Russia's parliament was actually calling for peace talks on live TV. What's the word over there today?
Yeah, Bob, good afternoon. Well, at this very moment, all of eastern Ukraine is under an air alarm. It's currently calm in the west. There's been a lot of, we've seen a little bit of footage from Russian media of some debates happening about the war. But I would say, and yeah, I watched a lot of that the past 24 hours. I don't know how much of that is sort of Kremlin propaganda, perhaps trying to show the Russian people that they are having a reasonable debate about this war. It's hard to know. Or maybe there really is sort of active resistance. But what we do know is that, Ukraine has made amazing progress the past week. The Russians, by all accounts, fled with not, you know, sometimes in some of these camps, they still had food on the stoves. They were unprepared for this assault. In some of the towns that have been occupied for months, you could see the Russian propaganda everywhere. There was a big poster in one town that said, "We are all Russian together." You know, as they've destroyed, you know, that poster appeared above destroyed buildings and people that have been killed. So we can see sort of the emptiness of Russian propaganda. Also, every liberated place from the past week continues to take Russian shelling. And for example, the city of Kharkiv, a friend just sent me a video from horrible explosions there last night. They are still without power and water in most of the city and the region. And I was talking with friends in Zaporizhia last night. We were recording a podcast. They said the night before was the most terrifying night of the war. The Russians were fiercely striking the southern edge of that city of Zaporizhia. One of the volunteers, actually, everyone else went to the shelter. One of them stayed up in the flat and sent me, took a video of the explosions, saying the world needs to know this, even if I risk my life.
You know, watching the news last night, you're hearing about Russia's retreat and this strongman leader of Chechnya and a staunch loyalist of Putin was criticizing the Russian army's leadership over the weekend. Some analysts saying that Putin is running out of options. And at the same time, I know at least one analyst that I saw was saying this war is going to go on well into 2023. But how can Putin survive this? Wouldn't you say he's in a bit of a bind right now?
I think that's a distinct, I mean, I think it's a possibility. There could be a lot of frustration. It's, for example, even watching some of the Russian TV shows, the clips I saw, they had maybe eight people debating the war. Even those who were saying Russia seems to be losing, they continue to refer to Ukraine as a Nazi nation. Partly because if they didn't say that, they might get killed themselves. But so there, it's not like there's been a huge change, I think, in the Russian public mentality. And I think as some analysts are saying, there's a lot of fear. You know, if a monster like Putin is packed into a corner, you know, what will he do? How extreme will he go? So there's that possibility. And then there's also, and I think which has been sort of his method of operation for the past months, a slow grind which continues to strangle Ukrainians. You know, and while the world, you know, gets a little more, you know, a little bored by it, and even with this Ukrainian victory, maybe if Putin's a victory of, you know, the small victory the past week, if Putin is cautious, maybe he doesn't retaliate in a big way, just in these small ways, like taking power from Kharkiv. And then the world begins to think that everything is coming to normal when still Ukraine suffers. And, you know, it's impossible for people to, you know, to build their lives. And people continue to get killed and shelled in cities every day. And so I think the answer here is that we are in phase three of the war from the Ukrainian side, which is really, it's an endurance phase. It requires patience and fortitude. And I realized this on Sunday talking with some volunteers. You know, the first months of the war, we had, everyone was here. and all these people that want to help. And these NGOs came and they had press conferences and raised tons of money. So many of those groups have left. You know, they're gone. But the challenge is actually greater now because it gets more and more difficult as this continues. And there are a few very brave volunteers, for example, who have come back because they couldn't abandon Ukraine here. So, you know, the prospect of this going on, and even Ukrainians have said, yeah, maybe this can go on. Maybe we can have victory in 2023. But that there's a huge human cost, you know, as this continues.
Joseph, do you ever think about how you will ever adapt to life without the constant threat and scenes of war?
No, I haven't. I guess there hasn't been the time to think about that yet. But I think, and alluding to what we were talking about yesterday, speaking with some of the veterans from Afghanistan, who after, and just frankly, just sharing their frank experiences with me, you know, they had a hard time sleeping after what they went through in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
But what, and especially one of them told me that he doesn't think that would be a problem after this because it's with such a noble purpose. And I think, you know, everyone knows what victory means. And so I think that there won't, people won't be missing these days of war when there is victory.
Joseph Lindsley, and he's the editor of Ukrainian Freedom News. If you go to ukrainianfreedomnews.com, you will learn a lot more about what's going on. Joseph, appreciate the reporting. As always, stay safe, my friend.
Thank you, Bob.